With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting as Tropical Storm Debbie picks up strength and returns inland. The governor of North Carolina is warning residents to be prepared for major rainfall and flooding. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says voluntary evacuations are underway in some regions.
I've activated more than 350 soldiers and airmen from the North Carolina National Guard and deployed swift water rescue teams to be on the ready. Last night, we received a federal disaster declaration from President Biden that'll help direct federal assistance to North Carolina.
Meanwhile, residents as far away as the Great Lakes in New Jersey experienced heavy rains that are connected to the slow-moving tropical storm. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says Hamas's new leader, Yahya Sinwar, masterminded the October 7th attacks on Israel.
Man's a terrorist. He has an awful lot of blood on his hands. This guy was the architect of the 7th of October attacks in Israel. And some of that blood on his hands is American blood.
Sinwar has been Hamas's Gaza leader since 2017. His whereabouts in the territory are currently unknown, though it's assumed he's hiding in Hamas tunnels under the coastal area. Federal aviation safety officials on Tuesday pressed Boeing executives for answers about what caused a near disaster when a panel on a 737 MAX 9 aircraft fell off in flight. NTSB Administrator Jennifer Homendy says she still has plenty of questions.
There's a clear disconnect between the C-suite and the Boeing's workforce, and even more of a disconnect with Spirit. And I have questions on FAA's role.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 234. This is SRN News. Major retailers are urged to reject abortion pills.
A broad coalition of Christians has sent a letter to national chains such as Walmart, Costco, and Kroger, asking them not to begin selling drugs that will allow a woman to end her pregnancy at home. The legal firm Alliance Defending Freedom facilitated the campaign, and spokesman Jeremy Tedesco says, quote, "Retail pharmacies are there to serve the health and wellness of their customers. Abortion drugs undermine that mission." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Faith is being given a place at the Summer Olympics in Paris in an inconspicuous tent-like structure tucked away at the end of the athletes' village. Representatives from the five major global religions are making spiritual outreach to the athletes. Clergy representing Christianity, Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam, and Judaism work in a shared hall where the more than 10,500 athletes and their staff can find information about worship. This is SRN News. Israel braces and remains on edge ahead of anticipated Iran retaliation. The latest from the media line's Felice Friedson.
Tension is rising, fear building. As the Middle East awaits what could be a massive retaliation against Israel in the aftermath of the assassinations of two notorious terror proxies, Hamas's Ismail Haniya and Hezbollah's Fuad Shukra. A major diplomatic plea to Iran is underway as governments ask that civilians not be targeted. For their part, the terrorist organizations appear to be messaging that whatever is planned is not intended to push the region into a violent abyss. A suggestion none of the parties put much faith in. Governments are ordering diplomats home while on the street, Russia is believed to be playing a role in keeping the lid on. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.